Well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, the grandmas, and the great-grandmas, older sisters, aunts, and all women blessed to be mothers in some real way. May 10th, 1995. We're going to come back to that date in a little while. Maybe you can guess what it is. A long time ago, when our oldest children were really young, we would hire, you know, a babysitter so we could go out every once in a while. And after we would come home, we'd ask the babysitter, how did they do? And they'd say, oh, they were just fine. It's like, oh, we'd like to go out in a couple of weeks, can you? And they're like, no, I'm busy that night. Well, how about 2 weeks? No, I'm busy that night too. And so after a few of those babysitters, we were going out for a New Year's Eve one time, and we got a friend of the family to watch the kids. And he arrived and he said, I will keep them out of the street. We came home and he had kept them out of the street. The macaroni and cheese was still on the stove and the stove was on. We actually ended up throwing that pot away because it was so scorched. We had an antenna router thing and that had been come disconnected from the antenna halfway, so it was clicking away and you could smell the electrical smell of almost fire again. So, I mean, that's two almost fires the same person that babysat for us had almost caused. And we learned two things from that. One, our children were not good when we were gone. And two, he was a bad shepherd. So the next time we hired a babysitter, we said, tell us how they act while we are gone. And we said this in front of the children, and for some reason, they were fine from then on. So our first dog that we ever got was a German Shepherd Husky mix. And I didn't know much about dogs. We got them when we first moved in down by Grand Meadow, and I'd never had a dog, but I took them around for little walks and stuff. But anyway, one day the kids were out in the pasture. Well, in our pasture, we were renting it to a local farmer who kept steer calves out there. And they would be frolicking around, and so the kids decided to go frolic with the steer calves. But anyway, our German Shepherd took off like a shot underneath a fence and was barking like crazy, running around in circles, just... But within like 2 minutes, all the calves were in the shed. The dog had rounded them up and ran them into the shed. And no one had ever taught this dog how to do that. He was a good shepherd. And we trusted him with our kids. Jesus tells us we are his sheep. How do you like being a sheep? There are sheep and there are wolves. Some sheep think they are sheep dogs, but when they forget that they too are sheep, then trouble abounds. There are many people who are sheep and sheep dogs. In some way, most of us are. Moms, dads. When we're at work, we have a responsibility and we're in charge of something. So then we're a sheepdog. But then we have a boss, so we're a sheep. Priests, deacons, the police. When we forget we are sheep, that's when we get into trouble. There's always a board of directors. There's always somebody above us. My mother died at a young age. I was only about 4 when my mother died. When she died, the Catholic community here in Rochester kicked into high gear to play matchmaker for a man with 4 young boys. Who would marry that mess? And we got more boy the longer dad was single. But when I was about 6, my dad remarried, and I had a new mom. And she made sure that we prayed for my mom in heaven every night as we were growing up. I was taught that my mom was in heaven, so there wasn't a huge leap in faith for me to see that Mary, Jesus' mother, who was in heaven, was also my mother, because I also had another mother here on earth. So lots of moms just seem natural. So Mary has always been special to me. The Blessed Virgin Mary was a great example of a mother and a good shepherd. If we use our imagination and think back on the Nativity, and if you had a good mother or grandmother, you can just imagine Mary making the best out of nothing. You know, she's there, well, at least we have a roof over our heads. And there's a manger. I'll put my shawl in that, and we'll put some hay in there, and the baby can lay on that, and I can still wrap it with a blanket. Later, she was looking for Jesus for 3 days until she could find him. 3 days in a crowded city. She was a good shepherd, abandoning the flock on the road and going back and looking for the one lost sheep. You think we're going to hear the story later from Jesus in the story of the good shepherd who abandons the 99 for the missing one. He's telling us his family history. The good shepherd looking for the one. And then again, Mary leading Jesus, teaching him his psalms and scripture orally as she worked. So well so that the scribes and Pharisees were amazed at his wisdom at an early age. Yet once Jesus is mature, Mary became a sheep and followed Jesus, the true shepherd, who was shepherding from lessons learned at her side. Jesus tells us he is the good shepherd, and we know he is. He was taught by Mary and Joseph. He had his Father in heaven as well. We believe because Jesus tells us. We also believe because that great mom, Mary, tells us, do as he says. May 10th, 1995. When I was 34, my mother then adopted me and my three older brothers, possibly the oldest people ever adopted in the state of Minnesota. Happy Mother's Day.